While starting a business can have its difficulties, for those living below a low income threshold, it can be even more challenging. Opening Opportunities is a free program for women and gender diverse people who have an interest in entrepreneurship. We know that in business and enterprise, women are underrepresented, as are all other equity deserving groups, said Julia Grady, executive director and co-founder of 10C. The program was started by 10C in collaboration with the Guelph Neighborhood Support Coalition, GNESC, and, thanks to provincial funding, the program is set to continue until spring 2027. People can apply at any time until then using the program interest form online. There have already been between 20 to 30 people who have gone through the initial intake. While 10C has had smaller pilot projects like Nourish Kitchen, the Shared Kitchen Food Entrepreneurs Use, this project is for people with interest for entrepreneurship or have started a business. At 10C, officials saw an unmet need for community members who are curious about entrepreneurship to explore things like entrepreneurship initiatives and workshops. With Opening Opportunities, it is building a base of learning and programming, which also aligns with GNSC's outreach work, said Grady. GNSC has a role in the program where it will help with programming and engagement. Things like resume building and business budgeting are workshops set to be offered. For those who want to build out the concept of their business further, there are online courses with modules to be completed. It estimates the program will 9 months to complete. There will be more resources, one-on-one support, and a mentor library. The hope with the library is it will be composed of people with lived experience with low income in mind. The program is meant to be a safe space for people to explore their ideas. With entrepreneurship, a lot of it doesn't always feel like it's for people living with life challenges. And we're trying to show that entrepreneurship can be a bit of a force of good work for people in those circumstances, said Grady. The hope is for the program to continue and expand beyond its funding contract end date. To make it happen, 10C will be looking for similar funding for it. It wants to use its existing connections to use the Guelph Farmers Market for the program and host markets at 10C. A lot of the folks living under the low income measure will have challenges with income in a city that's really challenging to live in for affordability right now. So one of the dreams with the project is that we can engage some forms of other funding that then can also support the entrepreneurs while they're in the program, said Grady. For support, 10C welcomes mentors and stores contributing shelf space for program participants' products to be sold from. It also wants to fund the program so those in it can get at least a living wage for 5 to 10 hours a week. There will be videos of the program's entrepreneurs shared through the process about their stories and growth. At the end of the program, Grady wants to hear about the relationships entrepreneurs have built in the community and that they are able to continue their entrepreneurship or the program shaped an aspect of their lives. It's really around taking the steps, consistently investing in yourself and building a small enterprise, said Grady.